Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. conference call to discuss the results of the first quarter of 2021. Today with us, we have Mr. Gustavo Dall'Onder, CEO, CFO, and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation. Afterwards, we will hold a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast, and you may access it at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ir, where you will find the presentation for download. The slide selection will be managed by you. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may send their questions via website, and they will be answered during the Q&A. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that might be made during this call in relation to Unicasa's business perspectives, operating and financial targets, are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of Unicasa and may lead results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I would like to give the floor to Mr. Gustavo Dall'Onder. Mr. Dall'Onder, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, everybody. In the first quarter of 2021, the company posted 54.8% revenue growth, the highest number in a similar period since it went public. Besides, the 1Q 2021 net revenue was also the highest posted in a first quarter since 2016, when the company had more than twice the number of stores. Revenue went up in all the company's channels and brands, but corporate impacted by a specific project in 1Q 2021. Considering that in 1Q 2020, about 7 million reais in invoicing were postponed due to the early start of collective vacations as a measure to fight the pandemic, the revenue growth in 1Q 2021 would have been 25% approximately. Operating expenses went down by about 14%, mainly driven by travel and advertising expenses that went down due to restrictions imposed by the pandemic. The operating result reached 5.8 million reais, reverting the operating loss of 1Q 2020. The EBITDA margin was 19.2%, the highest in a first quarter since 2013. During the annual shareholder meeting held on April 27, 2021, payment of 14 million reais in dividends, payout of 100% of the adjusted net income of 2020 was approved, and it will be paid out on May 20th, 2021. As published in the 4Q 2020 release, the furniture sector is being impacted by the imbalance in the supply chain, delivery delays, shortage of product, and raw material price increases. The company has been trying to maximize its purchases in order to avoid shortages. On slide five, we show the highlights of the period, already mentioned the message from the management. On slide seven, we highlight the 51.9% increase in gross revenue, explained mainly by the better performance of the sales channels, which went up by 52.6%. Starting by the Delano and Favorito exclusive resellers on slide eight, we see an increase of 51.1% in revenues and 26% increase in modules sold. On slide nine, we see that the new and Casa Brasileira brand had an 83.2% upswing in revenues and 59.8% in modules sold. On slide 10, we see the motor brand resellers' performance, up by 94% in revenues and 77.6% in modules. The corporate segment on slide 11 dropped 80% in revenues and 70% in modules. It is worth mentioning that in 1Q20, we delivered a major project. On slide 12, we see the export segment performance with a 254.6% hike in revenues and 140.6% in modules sold. Such as in 4Q20, our extended footprint in the U.S. and the increase in sales to Latin America contributed extensively to this revenue increase. Unicasa's consolidated revenue on slide 13 went up by 51.9% and modules sold 30%. On slide 14, we can see that the average productivity per Delano and Favorita store in the quarter was 96,600 reais per month, 76.8% higher, and in new Casa Brasileira, 48,700 reais per month, going up 65.9%. On slide 15, we have a chart with our exclusive and multi-brand POS evolution. We closed the quarter with 198 exclusive and 118 multi-brand stores. On slide 16, we have a chart with the exclusive POS evolution broken down by brand. We closed the quarter with 75 Delano and Favorita operations, 107 new and Casa Brasileira, and 60 exclusive stores abroad. On slide 18, we can see the Unicasa results summary. Growth of 54.8% in net revenue, 13.3 percentage points increase in EBITDA margin, and 9.2 percentage points added to the net margin. On slide 19, we show the SG&A evolution falling by 14% in the quarter. Advertising expenses went down 300,000 reais due to the cancellation of some events due to the pandemic. A delinquency went down, provision for expected credit losses went down 200,000 reais. Expenses with the U.S. operation dropped 200,000 reais due to the non-recurring expenses in a comparable period. These expenses refer to payroll, occupancy, travel, insurance, advertising, et cetera, related to the office opened in the U.S. to support the company's expansion in that market. Other expenses went down 1 million reais, mainly due to expense control measures put in place due to the pandemic. For example, travel expenses falling 300,000 reais. Besides, variable expenses also fell 200,000 reais in the quarter. On slide 20, we see that the quarter net income, 3.7 million reais. On slide 21, EBITDA, 8.1 million reais with a 19.2% margin. Now, I would like to give the floor to the operator to start the Q&A.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, now we will have the Q&A session. In order to ask a question, please press star one. In order to remove your question from the queue, please press star two.
We would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you should press star one. Once again, in order to ask a question, please press star one. The Q&A session has come to an end. I would like to give the floor back to Mr. Gustavo da Londra for his closing remarks. Mr. da Londra, you may proceed. For additional information, please contact our investor relations area. Thank you very much for participating, and we wish you all a very good day. The Unicasa conference call has come to an end. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a very good afternoon.